Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, hi angels. Victoria, you're there, aren't you? Vic, you're here, aren't you? I hope you are. So anyway, I see you are. You are here. So thank you. I'm a bit late, and we're here ready to start our show. As I'm a few minutes late, and I apologize about that. Vic, I'm so glad you're here. Anyway, are you here? Victoria. Anyway, hopefully she'll get here in a second. You know what? We are talking about, friends, you know, that we sometimes that betray our trust. And that's so hard, I think. Don't you guys? And Vic, hold on one second. I want to make sure that you're there. You are. Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm going to try again. I'm not sure what's going on. You guys, give me a second because I want to make sure that I get her on. And hold on one second. Let me try again. Vic, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
I can hear you.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Thank you for getting here on time. I just had an appointment that ran along. I'm running out the door. And I said, God, I hope she's here. And she is. Anyway, we're talking about friends. Yay. I know. You and I have had many discussions about this, as I'm sure a lot of people have. You know, men and women. I think women really take it to heart sometimes and talk about it more so than men. But it happens to all of us. Friends, frenemies who betray you. And maybe they weren't friends at first. And, man, I've experienced that with men and women. And it hurts like crazy. You know, so doesn't it? And yeah, and I call you. I go, Dick, what do I do? And because you know, guys, my friend here is a sweetheart, and I really just did a lot of coaching and didn't get too close to people. You know, and then this year I said, you know what? I need to get close to people instead of having a couple of friends. I need to really socialize. And what happens when you do that? You get some great people that you meet. But then when you open the gate to a lot of different people, then you let a lot more masses in. And so you're bound to attract some folks that are not, that are just hurt and angry, and that's who they are. And what do? When you get betrayed? I mean, you have a situation or have had situations like that, or maybe they just start out like that. You know they're not nice people. Share with us your feelings on it, because you've helped me a great deal with it, and I'm so grateful for your friendship. I mean that.
No, I'm grateful for yours, too. And I think that we've both learned a lot through each other about relationships and, you know, our feelings and other people and how they can sometimes take advantage of us, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes we do attract the less than desirables. But I think that in the big picture of things is a good lesson for us to learn, you know, because you can't really appreciate all the good people that you have in your life if you don't occasionally have those one or two not so nice people, you know?
Right. You're right. You were so right on about that. I'm going to tell you this, and this is something I'm learning. And, you know, Vic, you guys who are listening now, who are listening later, I called her the other day. I said, I need to tell you about this, and I need your help with it. And I said, he did this, this, and this. And this is a guy that is a friend of mine. And I thought he was a friend of mine, but they do this passive-aggressive stuff, you know. And I was so hurt by it. And I go, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just not going to show up anymore for his classes, or I'm not going to talk to him. And I thought to myself, that's the way the energy he's putting out with being just like being mean, whatever his reasons are. We, you know, people, I think, have terrible behavior. I know I have because of something that's happened to me in the past. You know what I mean? And so I can send that same energy out, and I go, I'm not going to do that. I don't have to sit down and have lunch with him, but I also don't have to be rude and mean. And I said, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, because they say only love is real. It's real hard to see that when you're dealing with an ex or with a business partner or with a friend, a girlfriend that's, like, cheated on with your man, or a woman who's cheated on, you know, or a man who's cheated with your girl. You know, if you're a guy and you've got a girlfriend. So that's hard to sit and say, oh, all we are is love, no big deal. and how do you conquer that? And, buddy, that takes guts. You know what I learned?
Right.
I said to myself, I said, what if I send that energy out? We're always broadcasting something. What am I broadcasting to the masses? Because we all broadcast
mm-hmm.
to the masses and all that. And I said, I am going to send it out with light and love. And I got to tell you something, Vic, it has been hard because I want to knock him out. All right, do you understand? Or, you know.
Well, I understand
you know?
Your feelings, but the thing is that how this person is showing up in your life, it's about his or her fears and their issues. It really has very little to do with you.
Right.
Do you understand
right.
what I'm saying? I mean, you're just picking up on whatever fears and issues this person is bringing into the relationship with you. And I don't feel that it's necessarily something that you've attracted or, you know, wanted to have in your life. But these people show up and they bring their fears and their issues with them.
That's true. And then they're mirroring something back at me that I need to heal, and I get it. You know what I mean? So I totally understand that. I get that. But it still doesn't feel good, does it? You know what I mean?
Right.
And everything. So what do you do? How do you deal with that? What do you recommend, Vic? So
well,
you know,
I like
you know, when you're
you
in the
said,
heat,
but...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No.
Go ahead.
I like what you said about showing up with love and light, because when you do that, it opens up a new arena, so to speak, for that other person to either accept, you know, that love and light and then change their behavior, or they will repel that love and light and then they'll just move on and kind of like quietly leave your life. And we've seen that happen before too.
That's true. That is very true. And whatever you give attention to grows. And I know that
mm-hmm.
for myself, it was about really looking at somebody who's got a lot of issues, super good looking. But you know what? When you take away the looks, he's just a mean, angry man, okay, right now.
Right.
That's am I judging
right.
or observing? I'm observing. And
observing.
I listen to how he talks. Yeah, I'm listening to how he talks to other people or, you know, what he feels, and I realize that he's coming from lack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I get
and
that.
A place of fear.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Lack
you,
and
you're
a place
right,
of
right,
fear.
Yeah.
You cannot
yeah,
be,
so
you cannot come from a place of love if you're coming from a place of fear. The two cannot operate in the same place at the same time. It's either one or the other.
You're right. You are so right on about that. You know what I mean? So that's what I do get. And thank you, for sharing that with me, because I do get that. And I want always to come from love and light. And it's hard, you guys. It really is. So, you know, one thing that I'm doing is I say to myself, I'm aligning myself with the universe. And that's
mm-hmm.
really helped me. And I expect a miracle. I mean, I really do. Because if I can do that, I can do anything. I'm expecting a miracle, you know. And then I go, okay, I don't want to show up in his class right now because I think it's going to take me away from my goal, okay. So
mm-hmm,
I'm
right.
not going to show up in his class to not teach him a lesson, but I'm not going to go to his class right now because it will take me away from my goal, and I don't want to do that. And it caught me so off guard. I was like, okay, forget it, you know. And then women, you know, women can be the worst to other women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you and I were talking about this. I thought she's a really good friend of mine, and she's always talking about women who are all into their bodies and taking, you know, and doing all this stuff and have, you know, and dating, because she's extremely overweight and she's such a good soul. I thought there was not a mean bone in her body. And then I was in a set of circumstances. I was like, she's just like those women she talks about. She's just bigger. Okay.
Right? Yeah. kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, huh?
Yeah, right? I was like, she is bigger. Anyway, so
right.
I'm like, okay. Oh, man. Yeah, and I'm sharing this with you, and I said, God, please help me understand. And please help me soften my heart. I really needed to do that because I was getting so angry. And who has it? Control issues, me getting angry because she won't show up like I want her to show up. Who am I, right? And I'm always about be who you are, own it, you know. And so I go, okay, I need to own this. And so I'm praying about it and meditating about it. And I go, if I keep my vibration high, then I'm going to attract people like you. Other people, you know, like your daughter, she's a sweetheart, and your son, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my daughter on a good hair day, right? You know how our daughters are. And, you know.
Well, I think that the right people will show up in our lives, and they will stay in our lives, okay? The people that, mm-hmm. and I don't want to call them the wrong people, but the people that weren't meant to be there will only pass through. They will not stay for longer periods of time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that 100%. Man, do I. I agree with that. And you know what? I also know that we know what a good friend is because we've had people that have not been good. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, so we know what Mother Teresa is because they have the total opposite. For instance, I mean, Hitler was a bad man or bad behavior, whatever you want to say. Well, we know how good she is because we have the total opposite. We learn by contrast. And I've learned more about who I really want to be and you know, and that kind of thing by this kind of this set of circumstances. I really have.
Right.
You know, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, I learned how to come into my own and just be,
mm-hmm.
And realize, you know, I realize the power we have inside of us that we tap into. So instead of asking for karma to bite her in the ass or bite him in the ass or bite all these people in the ass, because I don't want that being done to me, because I, you know, realize
right.
that it's all about the energy that you send out. I go, so this morning I said, God, just help me align myself with the universe and help me, and thank you for helping me not judge and myself too. And I go, I just want to be, I want to send cool energy out, right? So
right.
This
I think
tough.
That we have to be true to ourselves too, you know? We know at our core
okay.
being the level that we're at, you know? And yeah, you need to own that and you need to stay true to who you are at your core being and not let these other people affect you. You know, to the level that it interferes with your focus or your performance. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you on that too as well. Let me ask you a question. What if you meet one of these people, do you cut them off or do you put them at a distance? You know, I've cut them off. I've done it by the way. How do you handle it?
Mm-hmm. For me, I just keep them at a distance, you know, because I don't want them invading my personal aura space, you know? I don't want them to be taking my good energy away from me. So I won't repel them completely and just not have anything to do with them, but I keep them at a distance, you know, and let them be who they are outside of my goodness so that it doesn't affect me.
Okay, I get you. You know, I totally understand that, and I agree with that. I do, and I think that you got to keep them at a distance. The other thing that I do know is that but you got to work on your stuff in your own heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can sit there and be angry,
right.
And then I start thinking some really not nice thoughts. Okay, do you understand when I'm holding on to it? You know, I mean, not nice thoughts, okay? I'll go back years thinking not nice thoughts. And,
yes,
you know, but...
I understand. Yeah. We're only human, you know.
You know, and that. So I'm working on that part. I'm doing the meditation morning and night. It's really helping me, by the way. I said, this is bullshit, BS, when I first started doing it. And excuse my language. And then it's like, it's really helping me. You know, the angels actually know what they're doing, believe it or not, or God does, you know, and everything's needing my help, okay? My ego self.
Oh, they're making a believer out of me. Yes, ma'am, I know what you're saying.
I know, you know, but, you know, I got to tell you, this is so funny. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. She was telling me, she had a guy, and ladies, and men too, because I know this has happened with women. Have you ever listened to, heard a guy, and Vic, I know you and I've talked about this, he's just totally ignored you, blew you off, you guys had a relationship, and he forgot he was in a relationship, whatever, and he wouldn't call you, he would just text you, and then be sporadic with it, all those things, right? And then he may cheat on you. Well, my friend had all this in one dude, and it crushed her. So anyway, long story short, this is a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. They have remained friendly. And so he started coming back in her life, you know, via text message and phone. And it turns out that his son has totally alienated him because he's so angry about how he treated him in the past and put him on the back burner or, you know, chose a woman over him, that kind of thing. Now, the dude had a brain tumor. It wasn't cancerous, but he had the brain tumor removed. So all this stuff is just seeping out of him. So now his dad does not know what to do because he won't talk to him. He won't connect with him. He's totally avoiding him. And is karma not a bitch? That's from someone he really loves. And that,
right.
Okay. And you know what? Yeah. I mean, it is just, and he's like, he told her today, he said, what do I do? And she says, Tree, what do you see? And then all of a sudden I saw the karmic lesson. I said, this is a karma thing. And I told her, I said, tell him this. You did this, karma is catching up with you, you own it, and forgive yourself, and forgive him. And most of all, forgive him for what? Well, forgive him for getting angry, because that's certainly, he needs to be angry, and you need to own what you did and change it, you know? So
right.
Anyway, karma always comes in, walks hand in hand, and good karma and not so good karma, challenging karma is what I call it, so.
Amen to that, and it's true. You know, so many times in my life, it's shown up. You know, that whole karma thing will show up again and again and again. And that's why, for me, I always try to, you know, be on the good end of the karma because I don't want any bad karma coming back to me because of something that I might have done or said.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Same here. And you know, I remember... I had been really afraid of, you know, I'll just totally, in the past, I've totally avoided guys because, you know, that I didn't want to see him anymore. And I spent about an hour and a half to 2 hours one afternoon calling them and apologizing. I was like, that's not good. That I felt better after I did it. It was funny.
Right.
Imagine? Who's this?
Yeah,
again?
But at least,
go, who are you?
Right.
I was like, thank you.
Good. But at least you cleared your conscience of it, you know, and now you don't have to worry, you know, about looking over your shoulder.
Yes, you're right. So, what's the solution? How do you attract better people? Is meditation key? What do you feel? I mean, what do you feel is the solution there?
Well, you know me, I just always like to keep, you know, good positive vibrations, you know, going out into the universe because I really believe that you attract what you put out.
Yes, I do too. I agree with you on that. What you think about, you attract. And I also know that sometimes you get overwhelmed with how you feel about people. And you get so lost in an emotion that is like not the best emotion to have, like we were talking about, you know, anger, hurt, jealousy, whatever it is. And so if you start out in the morning time, maybe three things you're grateful for, and then you meditate and what you're looking to create, and then you say, one of the things I say, I choose to align myself with the universe. Because if I'm aligning myself with the universe, then I'm starting out at a high level. And so some of these negative thoughts won't bother me until I see them, that person or people, then they bother me all over again. I'm getting there, though.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, you need to learn to let that go, you know, or let that person go that they can't have that effect on you, you know. No one can do anything to us that we don't allow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eleanor says nobody can do anything without your permission. I agree with that. But you know, they're walking around having a joyful time, and I'm holding on to that anger. You're right. So letting go is key here. You know, so
Mm-hmm. I always ask, let me let go. And if I'm thinking about reading good books and or listening to them on Audible, then man, I got the best chance of doing that. I know I did.
Right.
So that's what I see. Anyway, well, that's good.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Does it help to talk to these people about what's bothering you, in your opinion?
Oh yeah.
I haven't done that too much in the past 3 days.
Whenever something's bothering me to that level, you know, I always feel better when I share that with you or someone else that can enlighten me or, you know, possibly, how can I say it? Like, bring me up a better vibrational level, higher vibrational level, you know, and then it kind of gets me out of that rut that I was in or those feelings that I was feeling or thoughts that I was thinking that maybe weren't so nice, you know. But then by talking to you, you know, you help me to see things from a different, better perspective, and I can let go of all that negativity.
Yeah, that's what I do. I agree with you on that too as well. That's
yeah, so
you
I
about
do,
it.
Yeah, so
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yeah,
then
and I talk
sometimes
to you about it.
Mad at
and
Vic
then we
and,
both feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, we both feel better. But there's been times and I also know that it's my stuff a lot of times. Like, I've done that with you. I say, Vic, I don't want to talk about it because I'm done. It's my stuff. Don't worry about it. And you're like, okay, do it. I said, unless you need to talk more for you. And you're like, no, I'm good. And, you know, because I've realized if I can think about things and I can figure out if it's mine. Because it always is my stuff on some level. But is it my total hallucination, which is sometimes true, right? You know, hallucinate, right, don't we all, that this is actually going down and it's not. And
yes,
and I'm teasing others, but you guys know what I'm talking about. You see rainbows and it's not there really there. You see bad and it's not that there at all. Or you see something that you think the other person's done is really your stuff. And so I'm real
right.
clear about that. And I take some time and think about that. I was like, yeah, this is my stuff. I gotta let it go. And but there are times that it's not. And so when the friend betrays you, or has never been your friend, I don't think it's really about you at all. I think it's about them and their lessons. I really do. Because
mm-hmm.
if they've done it to you, they've done it to others. So it's not specifically about you. It's about them. You know, in just
right.
the
and
same
until
way.
They learn, right. And until they learn whatever it is they need to learn from the situation, it's going to keep showing up in every relationship, no matter who that other person is.
Yes, right. That explains a lot about my attracting the same kind of people in different situations, whether it's business, personal, friendships, or boys. I say boys, I use that term lightly, but guys or men, you know.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I have a friend of mine.
Yes.
She's actually a client. She says to me, she goes, he's cheating on me. I go, he doesn't even know you like him. She goes, well, you know, I probably need to tell him, don't you think? I said, you may need to do that. And she goes, okay.
He can't be cheating on you if he doesn't even know you like him.
Right. She goes, Cherie, I hate you. I said, no, you don't. She goes, you know, I'm teasing. I said, yeah, I know you're delusional. She's, you know, we laugh about that. You know, if the guy or the girl, you know, if you're having issues and you think he's not the one, he's not being what he needs to be for you, be really clear about what relationship you and he are have agreed on. I've seen that recently,
mm-hmm.
and you and I talked about this because sometimes we think a guy or a girl is not being the way they said they would be in a relationship, but what did they really say? Did they say they would be exclusive with you? Did they say this? And remember, that's your issues, yours meaning any of us's issues. If you know,
right.
if they have not agreed, and you think you can get them to do that by whatever means you think. Really, how you convince someone is not by convincing them. If there's no other option than to only be with you, you or any of us can be to you, then that will happen. It really will, but I think it comes from knowing that's the best situation for you both, you know, too, as well. So it's been my experience.
Right.
I know you've had that yourself with friends and family and,
yep.
you know, and all that. God bless us.
Yes,
anyway,
I
know. I know we just did another show. We're getting ready to run out of time. Vic is beautiful on the outside, and she will show you how to do the same with being beautiful on the outside and beautiful on the inside. She's an amazing person, coach. Tell us where to find you, Vic, on your you know, to get rid of unwanted hair. By the way, I just referred a friend on to you. He's a guy. So
where
do they need to go to? Where do they go to find you? Laser, Facebook?
Facebook, on Facebook, Elite Skin Vestments.
Okay, yes, and you can see some great great results there.
I have
now I can wear a bikini with no shaving. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great
nail.
Please
like me. Yes, yes. Like us on Facebook, and you can read all about all our services on Elite Skin Vestments also.
Cool. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. Tonight, Victoria is doing past life readings, and they're free, 5 minutes. So you guys call in 760-890-7143. Bye, everybody.
Bye.